And 3, 2, 1, hello Borgen Project volunteers. Global philanthropy is on the rise. The world's top 10 development foundations collectively spent $12.5 billion last year, and that's an 8% jump from the year before. However, that $12 billion, it represents only a small fraction of the $200 billion or more that once flowed annually from governments to the world's most vulnerable populations through official development assistance. As we've been discussing, many governments, including the United States, have dramatically cut back foreign assistance. Unfortunately, philanthropy cannot cover that shortfall. 8 months ago, the Government Accounting Office, Congress's independent watchdog, sent the U.S. State Department a straightforward question. Now that USAID has been dismantled, how exactly do you plan to manage American foreign aid? They're still waiting for an answer. The silence is raising fresh alarms. Most USAID staff have been fired. The State Department is now routing more funding directly to foreign governments, where accountability and oversight tend to be far murkier. Staying with the State Department, it has unveiled a replacement for USAID's humanitarian arm, a new Bureau of Disaster and Humanitarian Response. Officials describe it as faster, more targeted, efficient, and effective. It needs to be remarkably more efficient. The old Bureau of Humanitarian Assistance employed more than 1,000 staff members. The new Bureau, according to internal planning documents, will have just about 200. With a budget of $5.4 billion, it is a much leaner operation by any measure. Whether leaner is too lean will be the question. Next, Food for Peace. The flagship American International Food Assistance Program has had a dizzying last few months. It started at USAID, it moved to the State Department, and now it's landed at the U.S. Department of Agriculture, which raises a question that development advocates are now asking. When a humanitarian food program is housed inside the department responsible for American agricultural interests, does its mission begin to shift from feeding the hungry abroad to benefiting the American farmer at home? Now, that wouldn't be without historical precedent. For many years, the U.S. government ran what is known as food aid monetization. That's buying surplus commodities from American farmers, donating them to humanitarian organizations, shipping them overseas on U.S.-flagged vessels, and selling them in local markets to fund relief programs. Development experts spent decades pushing to reform that system, calling it convoluted and inefficient. The pendulum, it seems, has now swung back. Meanwhile, at the United Nations, the United States is pushing for something more sweeping. During a recent congressional hearing, U.S. Ambassador to the UN Mike Walls outlined an ambitious and some would say aggressive reform agenda. Job cuts, agency mergers, significant budget reductions, and more transactional approaches to multinational cooperation. The United Nations should be doing less and doing it better, he said. And perhaps the most pointed shift of all, there's now serious discussion inside the administration about tying U.S. foreign aid directly to how countries vote at the United Nations. And now for something a bit different, a sharper look with a dose of dark comedy. The March 8th edition of Last Week Tonight with John Oliver on HBO is certainly worth a look. For more than 30 minutes, Oliver examined the rapid dismantling of USAID, the people who led it, and by some accounts celebrated the demise. His commentary is pointed, one-sided, and at times it's generally difficult to watch, not just because it's sensational, but because the underlying story is very real. You're going to find yourself laughing, and you're going to find yourself grieving, likely both and at the same time. Definitely worth a look. I look forward to speaking with you next month.